知音服务员与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年9月23日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Chanlampa 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的解贪念经》。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Mayalila Chapter 22 The Process of Devotional Service
今天我们继续学习永恒的其他年经是这份的 Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第22章奉爱服务的程序。
We are going to finish the chapter today.
今天我们会把这一章讲完。
And move on to chapter 23.
并且讲到继续往下讲讲到第23章。
But the end of chapter 22 is actually an introduction to the following chapter.
其实呢这个第22章的最后的这个结尾部分又是接下来前面接下来几章的一个导读一个开篇。
This is the second part of Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami.
这个是祖解丹尼亚马哈帕布对 Sanatana Goswami 教导的第二个部分。
And those teachings are representing the complete science of Krishna consciousness.
这些教导代表了 Krishna 知觉的一个完整的科学。
Where there is an initial, phase of practicing Krishna consciousness until there is an ultimate objective.
这个呢，就是从最一开始的践行 Krishna 知觉的一个最初步的。一个信心开始，一直到最终极的目标。
So in the next beginning of the next chapter, Lord Chaitanya is going to explain this very nicely.
那在这从下面一章开始呢，解贪尼亚马哈帕布将会更加的详尽的来描述。
And most of what Lord Chaitanya is teaching will be found practically word for word later on in the teachings of the Goswamis, especially Rupa and Sanatana Goswami.
那么其实切特尼亚马哈帕布在这里的所有的这些教导之后都会在六哥斯瓦米的文献当中尤其是 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami 的文献当中逐字逐句的展开。
So, we have to remember that, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we don't come into some sort of vague spiritual path.
那我们要知道当我们进入 Krishna 知觉的时候我们走进的并不是一个非常模糊不清的一条灵修的道路。
Most people who are interested in spiritual life oftentimes don't really know where it ends and where they are going with it.
大多数对于灵修的生活感兴趣的人当他们走上这么一条道路的时候往往并不知道这个前边的这个方向究竟是怎么样并且这条道路的终极是怎么样怎么走其实并不清楚。
And the reason why they are attracted to this kind of vague spiritual path is because they themselves, take spiritual life still with material motivation.
之所以呢，他们会被这样的一种含糊不清的灵修道路所吸引，是因为他们的内心依然对灵修抱着一种掺杂着物质欲望的心态。
But the beauty of Bhakti Yoga is that from the very, very first step, you will be introduced and you will be taught about the ultimate goal.
那么这个 Bhakti Yoga 风岸瑜伽的美妙之处，就是从你一开始起步的时候开始，你已经把这个 Bhakti Yoga 这条道路的最终极的目标非常清晰的解释给你了，而且能够让你去理解。
Bhakti Yoga is about Krishna at the beginning, Krishna in the middle, and Krishna at the end.
那么从最开始到中间到最后， Krishna 都是贯穿在整个 Bhakti 奉爱之途上的。
It's about reestablishing our lost relationship with Krishna and then to engage, practically speaking, to nourish that relationship.
那核心就是说重建和 Krishna 之间的这种失去了的这种连接，然后呢在去这种关系当中不断的去滋养这种关系。
There are sometimes stories of families who lose their child from the moment that they are born.
有一些家庭在孩子刚出生的时候呢就失去了自己的孩子。
And then the child for some reason either kidnapped or disappears.
这个孩子可能会被拐卖或者是失踪。
And they look for that child for many, many years.
然后呢，这个家庭可能花了很多很多年的时间去寻找这个孩子。
And the child grows from being a little child to being an adolescent to being an adult and still wondering where are my original parents.
这个孩子从很小的时候开始，一直到长到青春期，一直到成年，他都一直有一个疑问，就是我的真正的父母究竟在哪里？
And then one day by some hard, long years of work and research, they find their parents again.
然后经过很多年的长期的这个追索，然后呢，最终还有研究，最终呢，他们终于某一天就是找到了自己的父母。
And oftentimes this is done by matching DNA samples.
那很多时候都是通过这个 DNA 的样本，然后通过这个 DNA 的测试才确定的这种亲子关系。
And when the DNAs match, they conclude these are your parents.
那当这个 DNA 相匹配的时候，他们就可以确认了就是你呢是这对父母的孩子。
And when the parents and the child get together again, the only thing that keeps them together isLove and affection.
那当这个父母和失散的孩子久别重逢之后，那么这种爱就是紧紧的把他们连接在了一起。
So similarly, as conditioned souls, we also have a DNA.
就如同这样的人一样，那我们这些受条件限制的灵魂就是迷失的灵魂，也是有自己的 DNA 的。
And that DNA is.Satchit Ananda, which means eternally knowledge and bliss.
那我们的这个 DNA 是什么呢？就是 Satchit Ananda, 是永恒的，充满知识的和极乐的。
So Krishna is also supremely Satchit Ananda.
那 Krishna 呢？他也是至尊的 Satchit Ananda.
However, there is much more to this.
但是呢还远远不止如此。
Together with that spiritual identity, there is a potential for relationship.
那伴随着这样的一种灵性的身份呢，就有这种灵性关系的潜质。
That potential is there within the heart, is there part of the identity of the soul.
那这个潜质呢就一直埋藏在这个灵魂的心里，就是灵魂的一个本性。
So with the help,And the support of the spiritual master and the devotees, these relationships are established.
那么在灵性导师还有奉献者的这种帮助之下，然后呢和 Krishna 之间的这种失落的这种连接就又重新建立起来了。
So from the very, very beginning of our introduction to Krishna consciousness, we may not understand everything,But all the informations are available.
所以说呢，在我们 Krishna 知觉修习的一开始，可能很多的信息我们并不能真正的理解，但是所有的关于 Krishna 知觉的这些知识都清晰的摆在我们的面前了。
So in the beginning of the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in text 1, Krishna says,Idam tute guyatamam pravachya kamisu yave gyanam vigyana sahitam yat yadva mokshashe shubha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says, My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence.
那么就是在这个第九章的第一个诗节 ，Krishna 就是说了，他说那个我亲爱的 Arjuna， 因为你从不嫉妒我，我要传授你这门最机密的知识与觉悟，你知道后将会免除物质生活的种种苦难。
So Krishna speaks about this confidential knowledge. He calls him Guyam. Guyam means it's a secret.
那么就是在这里呢 ，Krishna 他就是说这是一种最机密的知识啊、也就是说 Guyam 的意思就是秘密。
So if it's a secret, why is it available?
那如果它是非常机密的，那为什么又能够让人去了解呢
？Well, the key to that is also in the verse when Krishna says, "I will give you this confidential knowledge because you are not envious of me."
那么这个答案呢，就是在这个世界中已经讲到了，就是 Krishna 他说呢，因为你从来是不嫉妒我的，所以我可以把这门最机密的知识介绍给你。
So we can't begin Krishna consciousness by trying to compete with Krishna.
所以呢，我们一开始进入 Krishna 知觉的时候，不能抱着一种和 Krishna 竞争高下的心态。
Otherwise, we will never be able to have a single trace of realization.
否则我们根本就不可能得到任何的觉悟，哪怕是些许都不可能。
So then, in text number 2 of chapter 9, Krishna glorifies transcendental knowledge.
然后呢，就是在第九章的第十节二当中，那 Krishna 就开始去荣耀这门超然的知识了。
He says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram, Idam, Uttamam, Pratakshavagamam, Dharmam, Shushukam, Kartum, Avyayam. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization,It is the perfection of religion, it is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed.
这门知识是教育之王，是最秘密的秘密，是至纯至粹的知识，因为它令人直接觉悟到自我，这是宗教的圆满境界，它永恒不息，实践时喜乐盈人。
So, Prabhupada explains that it is called the king.Of knowledge, because all the philosophies ultimately lead to bhakti yoga.
那么释迦牟尼佛呢，就是在这里解释说，虽然说，就是说，之所以称他为这个教育之王呢，是因为他所有的前面说的这些所有的这个哲学，最终就是导向 bhakti 风爱的。
And what will lead? What will, build the bridge between all the philosophies that are available in the world to Bhakti Yoga is by the presence of the pure devotee.
那么在这个世间的种种这个哲学怎么样通过一个桥梁最终到达这个 Bhakti 奉爱呢？那这个桥梁就是要通过纯粹的奉献者。
So,When Srila Prabhupada wanted to register his society when he arrived in America, he asked devotees for different suggestions about how it should be called.
那么当 Srila Prabhupada 最早到了西方的时候，要准备注册他所建立的这个社团的时候，他来征询奉献者的意见，询问他们说我们的这个社团应该起什么样的名最好。
So one devotee suggested Society for God Consciousness.
有一个奉献者说呢，我们就把它称为神知觉中心。神觉中心。
But that's too limited.
那如果说神觉中心的话，这个就是太有限了。
So one devotee says, "What about the International Society for God Consciousness?"
那么有一个奉献者就是说，那我们不如把它叫成国际神觉的中心吧。
Prabhupada says no. It is too generic.
Srila Prabhupada 说这个太泛泛而言了。
It should be called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
那 Srila Prabhupada 说应该把它称为国际 Krishna 知觉协会。
Because spiritual life is about Krishna.
因为灵性的生活。就是围绕着 Krishna 的。
And Krishna refers to a very specific person, not a spiritual concept.
那 Krishna 呢，指的是一个非常明确的一个灵性的人，而不是一种灵性的概念而已。
And when we talk about person, we talk about relationship.
当我们说到了人的时候，自然我们也会谈到和人的这种关系。
We talk about pastimes.
还有逍遥时光。
We talk about specific location.
还有某一个明确的一个地方特定的一个地方。
So everything in Krishna consciousness is very, very specific.
所以呢，在 Krishna 知觉当中的一切都是非常的明确的。
And it's very gradual and very systematic.
而且呢，它是一个循序渐进的一个过程，非常的有体系。
So we've mentioned it many times before, but it's always important to remember when we join Krishna consciousness and the association of devotees, we have to remember this is for a very specific objective and a very specific destination.
所以说，我们要知道，当我们进入了 Krishna 知觉和奉献者联谊的时候。我们呢，就是要知道我们的这个目标是非常明确的，而且我们的终极的目的地也是极其明确的。
And it happens to be the ultimate destination. There is nothing beyond it.
而且这个目的地呢，它是终极的，也就是说，换句话说，除了这样一个目的地之外，除了这样一个归宿之外，别无其他。
So these are the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami.
那么这些呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sanatana Goswami 的教导。
Where we go from the beginning, very, very beginning platform, and then his teachings is going to take us to the highest platform.
也就是说呢，从最最基础的起步开始，他将带领着我们达到这个终极的目的地。
So.Now we are going to enter a different world.
现在呢，我们要走进一个全新的世界。
We're going to leave the world of rules and regulations, and we're going to enter the world of spontaneous love.
我们要走出这个规范原则的这个世界，踏入到自发自然的这个世界里。
It's a part of the scriptures which is actually very confidential.
其实呢，在经典当中，这个是属于非常机密的一个部分。
And we can just take it as information because we don't have that level of realization.
因为我们远远的达不到这样的一个理解力，到不了这个层面，所以说呢，我们就把它当成这个信息，首先来吸收就好。
But at least we know there is a goal.
但是至少呢，我们知道有一个目标。
And we know how to get there.
我们也知道怎么样才能够到达这个目标。
All we have to do is remove the obstacles in front of us in the form of material desires.
我们要做的就是说，要移除我们面前的这个以物质欲望出现的种种障碍。
And let the heart present the gift.Of pure love for Krishna.
让我们的心去展示对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does is that he describes step by step what is going to happen each time that you progress on the path of bhakti.
那其他两个 Mahaprabhu 在这里呈现的方式，就是说你在这个 bhakti 的这条道路，圣爱的道路上，每行一步，将会看到一个什么样的情景，会发生些什么。
It's like a big map.
这个就好像是一幅很大的地图。
Or sometime, let's say you enter a very, very big shopping center.
这个就好比是你进入了一个非常大的购物中心。
And you are looking for a specific shop.
然后呢，你要找一个特别的商店。
So on the ground floor, there is always a big map.
在这个底层的时候，你进门的时候都有一个非常大的一个指南。
And on that map, you will see on the bottom, there's a big red dot that says, you are here.
那么就是在这样的一个地图上面，它往往会有一个红点，这个红点呢，它表示你在此。
And then it tells you you have to go to the third floor, you have to go at the end, and then you'll see that shop is shop number 108.
然后它会说你要沿着这条路上到第三层，三层以后沿着这走廊走到最底部，那么这个最里面的那个商店呢，它的编号是108。
And even on the way there, even though you are confident that you know where you're going, you still will have to ask again people who work in the shopping mall.
虽然你其实已经很清楚了在这个地图上标注的这个地方，你也知道怎么样走到那个地方，但是在这个路上你依然会忍不住的会去问一些工作人员来确认你走的没错。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is laying the map on the table and he's telling you, you are here.And this is where you need to go.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 现在就是相当于把这个地图展示在我们面前的这张桌子上，然后呢标注了小红点，告诉你你在这里，你在此，然后呢他又告诉你你要去的地方是那里。
Or another example is you need to go to a very important appointment.
我们可以再举个例子，比如说你要去一赴一个非常重要的约会。
So you have to drive and you have to use your GPS to find out where the address is.
那你要开车，你要用这个 GPS 才能知道这个你要去的这个地址在哪里。
So the GPS will tell you you have to go straight and turn right and then turn left and then go straight again.
所以这 GPS 就会告诉你说呢，就是说那个就是直前啊，往前走，然后呢右拐。完了之后再继续往前走，再左拐这样。
And then the person who speaks in the GPS will say, "You have reached your destination."
然后最后这个 GPS 里面这个声音就会告诉你呢，你已经到达目的地。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken us through the process of regulated rules.And regulation in practical devotional service.
所以呢，切特尼亚马哈帕布呢，他先是在这个奉爱服务的实践当中的规范原则之中，带领着我们一步一步往前走。
And all these rules and regulations are all pointing to the ultimate goal, but it's still under the practice of rules.
那这些规范原则呢？全部都是指向于这个最终的目的地的，但是它依然是在这个实践践行的这个规则的这个范畴里面。
And we mentioned the five most important aspects.
那么在这些规范原则当中，我们曾经提到过最重要的五个方面。
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
一个就是聆听圣典波迦瓦坛。
Worshipping.The form of Krishna in the deity.
然后去崇拜 Krishna 以神像出现的形象。
Chanting the holy name of Krishna.
然后去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
Associating with the devotees of Krishna.
和 Krishna 的奉献者联谊。
And residing in the holy dham of Krishna's pastime.
然后居住在 Krishna 上演逍遥时光的地方。
So these five.Important part of bhakti are being practiced from day one.
那么就是在这个 bhakti 奉爱的当中的这个五个方面，实际上是当我们刚踏入进来的时候就已经去实践的了。
And these five are actually the gate to spontaneous pure love for Krishna.
那这五项呢， 就是向这个四发的奉爱服务敞开了大门。
So, in the realm of specificity, we have to understand that we are going in a direction where Krishna performs his pastimes eternally.
所以呢，在这个非常明确的这个境况当中，我们就知道了 Krishna 他会到哪里去上演这些逍遥时光。
And why are we attracted to those pastimes?
那为什么我们会被这些逍遥时光所深深的吸引呢？
Because all the rules and regulations that we follow on the neophyte platform help us develop this attraction for Krishna.
因为在出席的时候，我们所做的所有的这些规范原则，其实都在培养我们对 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光的吸引力。
But this is not just a one-way thing, because Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, "I reciprocate accordingly." So as we are moving one step, Krishna comes towards us 10 steps.
所以呢，就但是呢，这个并不是一个单向的，就像《薄伽梵歌》当中 Krishna 他说呢，我也会依此情况慕以恩泽，这是一个就是 Krishna 会回报我们，我们向 Krishna 走进了一步 ，Krishna 就向我们走进了十步。
So we are never alone on this path. We have the guru, we have the sadhus, we have the super soul within the heart.
所以在这条道路上我们永远不是孤独而行的。我们有孤独灵性导师的陪伴，然后有萨度圣人，我们还有内心中的超灵。
And at every step, we get the support and we get the coaching.
每行一步我们都得到了这种支持，而且还有对我们的培训。
And this is not a process where if you make mistakes, thenYou are not allowed to progress. Mistakes are also included in the process.
而且在这条道路上，不是说你一旦犯错了，你就会出局。实际上呢，在这个过程当中，这条道路上错误也是其中的一部分。
So, because without mistakes, we cannot learn.
因为如果没有错误的话，我们是永远不可能吸取教训去学习的。
However, the objective is to reach.The process without making mistakes.
但是呢，我们的目标依然是不犯错误的达到我们的终极目的地。
And one time a devotee asked Prabhupada, "How is it possible not to make mistakes?"
那有一次呢，有一个奉献者询问释迦牟尼佛这样的一个问题：一个人怎么可能才不犯错呢？
Because mistakes is part of the conditioning of the souls in the material world.
因为错误本来就是在物质世界的受条件限制的灵魂的本性。
Srila Prabhupada replied, "When you are on the pure platform of Krishna consciousness,You no longer make mistakes."
释迦牟尼佛他说呢，当你一旦到达了纯粹的奉献者的境界的时候，你就再也不会犯错了。
Even in this material body.
即便是你还带着现在的这个物质躯体。
And if you look at the way Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness, the way Prabhupada spoke, the way Prabhupada made decision.He never made mistakes.
你看到释迦牟尼佛去传播 Krishna 知觉的这种方式，他说话的方式，他做决定的方式，你就会明白，他就是一个不犯错的纯粹奉献者。
So, what is the destination?
那么这个最终的这个目的地又是什么呢？
Vrindavan.
这就是 Vrindavan.
Vrindavan is located here in the land which is today called India.
Vrindavan 就位于今天被称为印度的这片土地上。
And it's a reflection of the eternal Vrindavan in the spiritual world.
而且呢，它是灵性世界的 Vrindavan 的一个倒影。
So we have to understand that our practice of Bhakti Yoga is to develop love for Krishna who performs his pastime and who resides in Vrindavan.
所以说呢，我们要知道呢，就是我们的这个巴底奉爱瑜伽的这条道路就是去建立和 Krishna 之间的关系，而 Krishna 就是那一位在 Vrindavan 去上演逍遥时光的人。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi tat bhava lipsinakarya braja lokanusharataha. The advanced devotee who is inclined to spontaneous loving service should follow the activities of a particular associate of Krishna in Vrindavan. He should execute service externally as a regulative devotee, as well as internally from his self-realized position. Thus, he should perform devotional service both externally and internally.
在这里就是讲到了一位渴望去进行自然的爱心服务的精进的奉献者。应当要追随着 Vrindavan 的一位特定的 Krishna 的同游的活动，他应当就是从外在而言，他是修习规范原则的一位奉献者，但是与此同时，从内在而言，他是又是一位自我觉悟的人。这样呢，他就可以同时从外而内去践行奉爱服务。
So here is one indication of the advancement of a devotee.
所以在这里呢，就可以看出一个精进的一个奉献者，一个高级的奉献者，他是怎样的。
Right now, all we do is externally follow rules and regulations.
那从现在呢来说呢，我们只不过是在外在去追随一些。遵循一些规范原则。
And an advanced devotee externally will also follow rules and regulations.
而一位非常精进的一位高流的奉献者，从外在而言，他也一样的去遵循这些规范原则的。
But the difference with the advanced devotee is he will also have internal activities of meditation.
但是区别就是在于这样的一个高级的奉献者。从他内在而言的话，他也会一直不断的在进行实际的这种冥想的活动。
For example, in our case, when we chant japa, we think about all sorts of things.
比如说呢，我们现在的情况就是，我们虽然是在japa，在念珠上念诵，但是脑子里可能是胡思乱想的。
An advanced devotee chanting japa will enter the pastimes of Krishna.
那一位高级的奉献者，当他去念诵的时候，他的内在就进入到 Krishna 的逍遥时光里。
This is one main difference.
这个是最主要的一个区别。
So internally, the advanced devotee is already with Krishna.
所以从内在而言的话，一位高级的奉献者，他早就已经跟 Krishna 在一起了。
Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Harinam Chintamani mentions that it is not possible to even consider having an internal meditation unless we are completely free from offenses to the holy name of Krishna.
那这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的 Harinam Chintamani 就是圣灵点睛时当中说呢，一个人他除非是完全的去除了这个物质欲望，否则根本就不可能在内在，他就是在外在呢，就是要完全去掉了对这个圣名的这个冒犯，否则从内在来说的话，根本就没有冥想这个圣名可言。
So this is the priority for a devotee to avoid 10 offenses.
所以呢，这个对于奉献者来说，这十个冒犯当中最重要的一个就是。要避免对圣名的冒犯。
And of all the offenses that we can commit to the holy name, the offenses to the Vaishnavas is the most grievous.
那么在这个冒犯圣名的这个十戒当中，这十种不同的冒犯当中，对这个 Krishna 的奉献者的冒犯是最为严重的。
Offending the devotees,
去冒犯奉献者。
While chanting and even not while chanting,is complete destruction of our spiritual life.
那无论是在念诵的时候，还是在念诵之外的对 Vaishnava 奉献者的冒犯，都是会毁灭我们的灵性生命的罪魁祸首。
And even on the liberated platform, a devotee who is free from the ten offenses won't even offend.Any living entities, not even the karmis.
在解脱的这个层面上面呢，一位奉献者 他就是达到了完美境界的时候，他不仅不会去冒犯一个生物普通的小生命，那更不用说他会去冒犯那些卡尔米非奉献者了。他一定是不冒犯，首先他肯定不冒犯奉献者。
So the pure or the offenseless chanting will lead to the next step, which is to be attracted to hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
那一旦去除了在圣名念诵当中的对圣名的冒犯之后呢，接下来自然而然的一个阶段就是对 Krishna 的逍遥时光，被 Krishna 的逍遥时光所吸引。
In other words, when we hear about Krishna's transcendental pastime with a clean heart, we develop a desire to hear more and more intensely.
也就是说当我们内心非常纯净的时候，这个时候去聆听Krishna 的这个逍遥时光的时候，我们的这种渴望聆听的这种愿望就会越来越炽烈。
And there are many many different information actually in very minor details about what goes on in Vrindavan and around Krishna.
其实有关于文达文究竟发生了一些什么，并且围绕着 Krishna 究竟展开了一些什么样的逍遥时光，是有非常非常详细的描述的。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nija Bhishta Krishna Presta Pachyate Logiya Nirantara Sevakare Antarat Manahanta. Actually, the inhabitants of Vrindavan are very dear to Krishna. If one wants to engageIn spontaneous loving service, he must follow an inhabitant of Vrindavan and constantly engage in devotional service within the mind.
在这里说到呢，就是实际上 Vrindavan 的居民们对 Krishna 非常的亲近。如果一个人想从事自发的爱心服务，他就必须去遵循一位 Vrindavan 居民的步伐。这样他就能在心中不断地去从事奉爱服务。
So this is a very common and natural development in relationships.
这个是在这种关系当中非常常见的，也是一种自然而然的一种进一步的发展。
When you want to get close to somebody, you don't go directly to them. You always get to know their friends. You get to know people who are close to them.
一般呢，你要去接近某一个人的话，你往往是从他身边的人开始去，先去接触他的，比如说他的朋友。
Or sometimes if you want to get close to a guru, alright, you don't go directly to the guru, you go to the disciples.
有的时候你想去接近一位灵性导师，你也不是直接的就去接近他。一般来说呢，会先去亲近他身边的这些门徒。
So how do we get close to Krishna?
那我们怎么样才能够接近 Krishna 呢?
We follow those who serve Krishna.
我们去遵循那些服务 Krishna 的人。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna smaram janam chasya prishtam nija sanihitam tattat kataradas chaso kuryat vasam rajay sada. The devotee should always think of Krishna within himself and should choose a very dear devotee.Who is a servitor of Krishna in Vrindavan? One should constantly engage in topics about that servitor and his loving relationship with Krishna, and one should live in Vrindavan. If one is physically unable to go to Vrindavan, one should mentally live there.
在这里就是说到呢，一个人应当在心中时时刻刻地想念着 Krishna， 他可以选择 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的一位仆人，一位亲爱的奉献者，作为他追随的对象。一个人应当时时刻刻地去聆听有关这个 Vrindavan 的仆人的 Krishna 仆人的话题，以及他与 Krishna 之间的充满着爱的关系。一个人应当居住在 Vrindavan， 即便如果说他无法亲临 Vrindavan， 亲自去往 Vrindavan， 他也应当在心中居住在文达本。
So this is very advanced platform.
这个已经是一个非常高的一个境界了。
First of all, to think of Krishna 24 hours a day.
首先就是说，一个人24小时，一天24小时的去想念 Krishna。
That's a very advanced platform of Krishna consciousness.
这个是 Krishna 知觉当中的一个非常高的境界。
And because Krishna is always surrounded by his devotees, we choose one specific devotee and the way that particular devotee serves Krishna.
然后因为 Krishna 身边他有很多的奉献者去环绕着的，所以说呢，我们要去选择其中 Krishna 身边的其中的一位奉献者，并且是就是了解他服务 Krishna 的这种方式。
And then to develop attachment and hearing about that particular devotee, and in the mind we begin to live in Vrindavan.
然后去培养对去这个 Krishna 的仆人的他的逍遥活动、他的奉爱服务的那种聆听的兴趣。然后呢，在心里。里面时时刻刻的去居住在文达本。
This is very deep meditation.
这样的一种冥想是非常的深刻的。
Sometimes we think about Vrindavan, sometimes we think about Krishna, but not all the time.
我们有的时候也会想念文达本，有的时候会想念 Krishna, 但并不是说是一直持之以恒的，一直是这样的。
We go to those who are fortunate to go to Vrindavan.Sometimes they visit, they go on parikram, they go to places of Krishna's Vrindavan pastime.
有一些奉献者他们来到了 Vrindavan 参加这个 parikram, 就是绕拜圣地，然后呢去聆听有关这个这些话题，然后去到某一个 Krishna 向阳逍遥时光的地方。
And then come back to China with a few pictures of this and a few things from there.
然后呢就是拍点照片这个地方拍点，那个地方拍点，然后回到中国。
But how much of that Vrindavan consciousness remains with us for the rest of the year?
但是在这一年接下来的这个时间里，对 Vrindavan 的这种知觉究竟有多少时候是伴随在他的心中的呢？
And how intense is our desire to go back to Vrindavan?
那我们那种重返 Vrindavan 的这种愿望有多么的强烈呢？
Now, Krishna has many types of devotees. Some are servants, some are friends, some are parents, some are conjugal lovers. Devotees who are situated in one of these attitudes of spontaneous love according to their choice are considered to be on the path of spontaneous loving service.
就是 Krishna 他有很多各种各样的奉献者，有的是仆人，有的是朋友，有的是父母，有的是爱侣。那些在这个奉献者可以根据他的愿望选择处在某一种自发的爱的这种心态之中，这样的人他们就已经被认为是走在通往自然自发的爱心服务的道路上了。
So again, very high. Please take note that this is only the very, very beginning of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to explain about pure love for Krishna.
这个我们要记住的一点就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要谈的是对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱，而在这里所讲到的还仅仅是一个开端。
So the idea here is that by hearing about all of Krishna's pastime, based on the purity of the heart and based on our practice of devotional service, we will begin to develop a specific attraction for one of those servants.
那就是说呢，我们可能听到了有关 Krishna 的很多的这个逍遥时光里，但是基于我们内心的纯净的程度，以及我们的做的这个奉爱服务的这个程度，我们就会被Krishna 身边的某一个特定的仆人所吸引。
So we develop a specific attraction and we follow in the footsteps. We don't want to become them. We don't want to become like them. We only follow them.
然后呢，我们会去追随这样的一个仆人的步伐。我们并不想变成他，我们也不想学着他的样，但是我们只是去追随他，跟随着他。
Let me offer my respectful obeisances again and again to those who already eagerly meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a husband, a son, a friend, a brother, a father, or intimate friend.
对于那些将至尊人格守神当作自己的丈夫、儿子、朋友、兄弟、父亲或亲密的朋友的人，对于这些心心念念的冥想着至尊人格守神的人，请允许我向他们一次又一次的致以前进的顶拜。
So this is just like in this material world. They are friends, they are brothers, sisters, fathers, sons, intimate friends. These relationships in the material world exist because they find their perfection in the spiritual world.
那这里讲到的这种关系在我们这个物质世界也存在的，在我们物质世界里也有各种各样的这种关系，比如说父子、母子呀，还有朋友、兄弟姐妹这些的这种关系，其实在这个物质世界之所以存在，是因为在灵性世界本来就是有一个源头，而在灵性世界的这种关系的源头呢，是完美的，我们只是一个倒影。
So the result of following in the footstep of a pure servant of Krishna is that our attraction to Krishna increases many folds.
就是当我们去追随 Krishna 的这样一个纯粹的奉献者的步伐的时候，慢慢的就是说我 Krishna 在我们的这种心目中的这个吸引力就会千万倍的增加。
And that attraction manifests with the intense desire to constantly hear about Krishna.
而当我们带着一种渴望去不断的去聆听 Krishna 的话题的时候，那我们的这种吸引力就会更加的成千倍、成万倍的增加。
So, this concludes the 22nd chapter of Madhya Lila, the process of devotional service.
那么这个呢，就是第《玛雅丽拉》中篇小小的第22章奉爱服务的程序，到这里就全部结束。
Shri Rupa Raghunath Pare Yarehash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das, praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I Krishna Das narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps.
在这里这是作为这个尾声呢， Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 说，我 Krishna Das Kaviraj、我 Krishna Das 在 Shri Rupa 和 Shri Raghunath 的莲花足下做出前进的祈祷，我心心念念的渴望他们的仁慈，让我去描述 Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita 追随他们的脚步吧。
So here is the perfect exampleWhere Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who himself is on the topmost platform of Krishna consciousness, follows in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami.
所以我们就是在这里看到了这样的一个经典的例子，就是作者 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, 那本身就已经达到了就是纯粹的奉爱服务的一个最高境界了，但是他还在说我在追随着是 Rupa 和是 Raghunath 的步伐。
So, moving on to chapter 23, which is called Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Godhead.
那么接下来就是玛雅丽拉中篇逍遥的第23章，就是生命的终极目标，对神守的爱。
This is a chapter which doesn't have many verses.
在这一章当中没有太多的时节。
But it's very condensed in content.
但是这个内容呢是极其浓缩的。
So first, Lord Chaitanya will present the ultimate goal.
首先呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他呈现了一个终极的目标。
Then he will present the different stages of bhakti and how they develop from the beginning to the ultimate, to the topmost level.
然后他接下来讲的就是 bhakti 奉爱之途上的这个不同的阶段，从一个最基本的一个起步开始，一直到最顶点。这个终极的目标。
Then he will explain the 9 symptoms of pure love and their characteristics.
然后讲到了就是纯粹的奉爱的九个特征。
And then the symptoms of a devotee who has attained pure love.
然后接下来讲的就是一个奉献者，当他已经达到了纯粹的爱的时候，他会有哪一些征象？
Then he will discuss the transcendental qualities of Krishna and the transcendental qualities of Radha.
接下来讲的就是 Krishna 和 Radha 的这个超然的品格。
And then the realization that the devotee has on those transcendental relationships.
然后就是接下来讲到的是已经处于这种超然的关系中的奉献者，他们有一些什么样的觉悟。
And that will conclude the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan Goswami.
那么这样子呢，就结束了，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sanatan Goswami 的教导。
Ebe shuna bhakti phala prema prayojan yahara shravane hoy bhakti rasa gyan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. Now hear, O Sanatan, about the result of devotional service.Which is love of Godhead, life's ultimate goal. One who hears this description will be enlightened in the transcendental mellows of devotional service.
在这里呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 继续说，他说呢，现在请听好 ，Sananta， 来聆听这个奉爱服务的结果。就是对至尊主的爱。对至尊主的爱是生命的终极的目标。一个去聆听这些描述的人，会在奉爱服务的超然的甘露之中，达到全然的觉悟。
So he says, when affection for Krishna becomes deeper, one attains love of Godhead in devotional service. Such a position is called sthayi bhava.Permanent enjoyment of the mellows of devotional service to Krishna.
在这里就是讲到呢，当一个人对于 Krishna 的这个爱，不断的深化之后，他就会在奉爱的服务之中达到对守神的爱，这样的一个地位被称为 sthayi bhava。即在对 Krishna 的奉爱服务的甘美中，品尝着永恒常新的甘露。
Yes.
就是永恒的享受着对 Krishna 的奉爱服务的甘露。
So in other words, when we are not advanced in Krishna consciousness, Sometimes we like Krishna consciousness, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we are eager, sometimes we are not. Sometimes we desire to be devotees, sometimes we want to do something else.
就是说当我们在对 Krishna 的这个奉爱服务还没有达到这个最终纯粹的这个阶段之前呢，我们是起伏不定的。有的时候我们这个服务的热情会高涨一些，有的时候又更加的低落一些，有的。之后呢，我们就想做奉献者，有的时候又想做些别的。
Sometimes we feel, oh, I'm a pure devotee, and then the next day we're completely in Maya.
有的时候呢，我们今天觉得自己好像有一种纯粹奉献者的感觉了，可是第二天呢，立刻就觉得自己完全的跌落在 Maya 虚幻能量里。
Sometimes we think we understand everything about Bhakti Yoga, and then the next day we don't understand a word.
有的时候呢，我们对这个 Bhakti 奉爱好像是非常的清晰，完全的这个叫什么透了悟了，就完全透彻的领悟了。但是到了第二天，再换一个时间的时候呢，又觉得一个词儿都理解不了。
One day we love the devotees so much, the next day we criticize them.
有一天我们可能会很爱奉献者，这一天还非常的爱，可是换一天呢， 就会不断地去指责他们了。
So this fluctuation is definitely a symptom of neophyte platform.
那这种起伏不定呢，很显然就是初级奉献者的特征。
So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is referring to here called sthayi bhava means constant, never one moment that you don't love Krishna, never one moment that you don't think of Krishna.
那么在这里呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他说到了一个 sthayi bhava 的这个境界，就是说是一直不断的在爱着 Krishna, 在想着 Krishna, 就是没有一刻是没不想念 Krishna 的、
嗯、
永恒的想念着他。
When devotional service is executed on a transcendental platform of pure goodness, it is like a sun ray of love for Krishna. At such a time, devotional service causes the heart to be softened by various tastes, and one is then situated in bhava, emotion.
嗯，就是在这里，就是说到，当分爱服务是在纯粹的善良形态的超然境界中进行的，这就好比是对 Krishna 的爱的一线阳光。在此时，分爱服务就会使这个心柔软，充满着各种各样的品味。这时候，它就在处在巴瓦。情感之中。
So we go from constant attraction and constant meditation to the heart being so soft that we begin to express pure love for Krishna. This is bhava bhakti.
就一开始的时候，我们被 Krishna 所吸引，然后呢，经常的去冥想着这个 Krishna。这个时候呢，这个心就慢慢的柔软下来了。然后呢就达到了这种 Bhava 对 Krishna 的爱的境界。
So, next level, which is the top level, when that Bhava softens the heart completely, becomes endowed with a great feeling of possessiveness in relation to the Lord, and becomes very much condensed and intensified, it is called Prem, love of Godhead, by learned scholars.
那当这种bhava 是内心完全的柔化之后，内心中就会强烈的拥有一种与 Krishna 的关系之中的一种占有感，也就是而这种占有感呢，就是越来越强烈之后，就是那些渊博的学者就把这样的一种爱称。就把这样的一种情感称为对人神手的爱，也就是 prema。
So, for
feeling of possessiveness, you have.
Yeah, feeling of possessiveness is interesting.
在这里用了一个词非常有意思，它就是说到了跟主的这种关系当中的一种占有感，或者说是一种拥有感。
Because first of all, on the neophyte platform, we struggle to accept the fact I'm an eternal servant of Krishna.
因为在一开始的时候呢，在初期的时候呢，我们在想的就是说，我们也是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。但这个时候，内心中还是挺挣扎的，就是要努力的去想。
That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Sarvadhamam parityajamam ekam sharanam braja." You come to me, you surrender unto me, you serve me.You offer your image unto me, I will take care of you.
那就是说呢，就是在这里就是说到了，就是你呢 ，Krishna 他说呢，你来崇拜我，你来对我做这个奉献服务，然后呢，你向我祈祷，然后我会来照顾你的。
So when we, in terms of the in yoga technique, it's called samadhi, means complete absorption in Krishna consciousness. That is called samadhi.
在瑜伽里面有一个词语叫做 samadhi， 这个 samadhi 的意思就是全身心的沉浸在对 Krishna 的冥想之中。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses the word sharanagati, means the ultimate shelter.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他用了一个词语叫 sharanagati， 指的就是说终极的庇护，就是完全身心的托庇。
And that's when we reach the level where we can tell Krishna with all confidence.Krishna, I am yours.
然后呢，在这个阶段，这个境界当中呢，一个人就是完全满怀信心的对 Krishna 说 ，Krishna， 我是你的。
I don't belong to anyone else. I belong to you. I am yours.
我不属于任何其他的人，我是属于你。Can I ask one question?
Wait, I need to finish.
我想插一个小问题。
So the Bhava platform is when you tell Krishna, "I am yours."
那就是说，在 Bhava 的这个阶段，其实就是你在对 Krishna 说，我是你的。
But there is more to this.
但是，不仅如此。
When that love intensifies and is condensed, then you change from "I am yours" to
"You are mine."
You are mine.
就是说，这种爱是越来越浓烈，越来越加强了呢。最后就会从我是你的上升转变到了你是我的。
You are my possession.
就是。你是我的财产，我拥有你。
This is when there is 1000% trust between the devotee and Krishna, and Krishna agrees to give himself to the devotee.
这个就是好像是奉献者跟 Krishna 之间一种千分之千百分之百的那种信任。这种信赖建立起来之后的话呢 ，Krishna 他就。就会把自己交给奉献者。
And how do we know that?
那我们怎么才能知道呢
？Read the Krishna book.
就是我们去读 Krishna 的故事就知道了，就是 Krishna 快乐的泉眼就知道了。
Look at the relationship between Krishna and Mother Yashoda.
你看看，就是 Krishna 和 Yashoda 妈妈之间的那种关系。
Definitely, Krishna is Mother Yashoda's possession.
这个毫无疑问，这个亚修的妈妈真的是把 Krishna 就是当成了自己的一部分，就是我完全拥有他 ，Krishna 就是我的。
Look at the relationship between Krishna and the coward boys.
再看看 Krishna 和那些牧牛童之间的关系。
Look at the relationship between Krishna and the gopis.
还有 Krishna 和 gopi 牧牛姑娘们之间的关系。
He is their possessions.
就是。他完全就好比是被这个牧牛姑娘们所完全的拥有了。
Okay, Lord Chaitanya is going to go into much more detail into this.
那主解看见马哈帕布呢，在这个方面呢，他还会进一步的去深入下去。
And we will continue next week.
下一次的时候，我们还会进一步的往下讲。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. This possessiveness is you are mine or I am yours.
No, you are mine. You are mine.
前面那个师姐就是说到那个 Bhava 让一个人的内心完全的柔软之后呢，他就会有一种很强烈的。
First you become Krishna's possessions, and then it becomes your possession.
就会有一种很强烈的。一种拥有感，这个在这里的这种拥有感是指的是 Krishna 是他的，就是 Krishna 是我的这样的一种拥有感。其实一开始是我，属于 Krishna 啊 ，Krishna 拥有我。到后来再进一步，越来越强烈，越来越深入，越来越浓烈之后呢，就变成 Krishna 是我的。一开始我是你的 Krishna， 后来就变成 Krishna 你是我的。So this is a really intensified.
This is very.
对，如果是一旦是觉得 Krishna 你就是我的，那这种爱真的是强烈很多了。
This is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, learn by following how those devotees love Krishna. Just observe the way they love Krishna.
所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是在这里说到要去追随 Vrindavan 的这个居民的步伐，就是去。观察他们到底是怎么去爱 Krishna 的，他们那种爱是什么样子的
？You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving those teachings. Those teachings are actually quite condensed. But then the Goswamis are going to write books, which is going to completely open up the topic.
其实，在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里呢，给 Sanatan Goswami 的这个教导，他还是给的，还是非常。浓缩的，他并没有用 太多的篇幅去展开，但是到了 Sanatana Goswami 和 Rupa Goswami， 在他们在依据 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导去撰写那些文献的时候，那他们就完全的打开了。
So for example, Sanatana Goswami wrote two major works.
那 Sanatana Goswami 呢，他有最主要的两部著作。
One is the Hari Bhakti Vilas，
一个叫做 Hari Bhakti Vilas，
which is full of rules and regulations。
这本书啊， Hari Bhakti Vilas 里面全部通篇都是规范原则。
And then he wrote the Brihat Bhagavatamrita。
然后接下来他又写了一部叫做 Brihat Bhagavatamrita， 大伯家瓦坛甘露之养。
And when you read the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, it's like Sanatan Goswami is taking your hand.And he's bringing you into the inner circles of Krishna's pastimes.
这个在读这部书的时候，你感觉就好像 Sanatana Goswami 牵着你的手，把你带到了 Krishna 的最内部的那个圈子里面，就是核心圈里面了。
He's like he's taking you inside the pastime, and he's showing you. He says, "Look, look what they're doing."
这个好像是在牵着你的手，把你带到了这个。最机密最内部的这个逍遥时光里，然后指给你看，你看你看他们在做什么。
This is the reason why Narottam Das Thakur says first you get the mercy of Guru。
这就是为什么 Narottam Das Thakur 他说呢，你首先要得到 Guru 灵性导师的仁慈。
The result of the mercy of Guru is you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda。
然后呢，就是在你获得了Guru 对你的这个仁慈之后呢，这个自然的结果就是说你也得到了主尼天南达。
And by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
通过主尼天南达的仁慈，你就得到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈。
And when you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you get the mercy of the six Goswamis.
当你获得了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈的时候，你就得到了六个Goswami的仁慈。
And when you get the mercy of the six Goswamis, you have access to Vrindavan and pure love for Radha and Krishna.
然后呢，当你获得了六个Goswami的仁慈之后，你就可以走进Vrindavan， 然后走进到 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光里面。好，第一个问题来自于健康生活 Hare Krishna， 顶拜咕噜和老师们，我是一名非常愿意成为真诚奉献者的学生，最近刚遇到先生忽然去离世，在奉献者的协助下第一时间按 Krishna 之举服务了亡者，从事全程素食，免费开发灵粮和圣灵圣典书籍，但是亡者入土之后，我的亲姐姐和其中一个奉献者都做梦梦见了同一个信息，亡者希望得到他生前熟悉的佛教喇嘛超度他的灵魂，并且说如果不这样做对参与的奉献者和家人都不好，请问咕噜现在该怎么办，顶拜咕噜和老师们。 I am an aspiring devotee who wants to become a very sincere devotee. Recently my husband suddenly left this world. With the devotee's help I served my husband according to the Krishna consciousness procedures. I kept a vegetarian diet all the way, and also I distributed the holy name and the prasadam and also our shastras. However, after my husband, the funeral was finished,both my sister and another devotee had exactly the same dream in which that my husband wanted the Buddhist Lama to chant the mantras to help the liberation of his soul. This is which something he was very familiar with when he was alive.In the dream, the husband also said that if you didn't do so, then the participants, the devotees and the family, it won't be good for the devotees who participated in the rituals and also as well as the family members. So what can I do? What can I do now? Because the funeral has finished, but we had a dream that that was the desire of the husband to listen to the Buddhist mantras to get the liberation. So how to understand what to do now at this moment?
Well, dreams are dreams.
这个梦境就是梦境吧。
Sometimes dreams are very indicative, sometimes dreams can be confusing.
有的时候呢，这个梦它会给你揭示一些信息，有的时候这个梦也会让你困惑。
But the reality is different.
但是这个现实是不一样的。
And the reality is that you did everything that a devotee could do to make the passage of your husband to the next world better.
就是不管怎么样，从现实而言，你做了一个奉献者和奉献者在一起，就是做了一个最好的超度他的一个方式，让他的这个灵魂离开这一世，然后进入到下一个阶段。
The holy name, the prasadam, the hearing of scriptures.
因为有圣名啊，有 prasadam 啊，还有这些经典啊，这些你都做到了。
This is far more powerful.
这个是更加的有力量的。
And also you have to understand that Buddhism does not accept the existence of the soul.
还有一点你要非常的清楚，就是佛教它是不接受灵魂的存在。
There's no soul in Buddhism.
在佛教里面他们是不讲灵魂的。
Because if there was soul in Buddhism, it means there is a supreme soul. And there is no supreme soul in Buddhism.
如果说有灵魂的话，那就意味着有这个超灵，而在这个佛教里面根本就不讲超灵的。
So there is no question of a lama helping your husband to be uplifted because it's uplifted to nowhere.
所以说这个喇嘛怎么样来这个超度他的亡灵呢？把他超度到什么地方去呢？因为他们都不承认说有这个灵魂的存在。Buddhism has its own way.
Well, yeah, there is.
佛教里面有他们自己去超度的一些方式。
You see, the problem is that in Buddhism, they actually invent their own philosophy. This is very clear by Lord Buddha himself. There is no soul, there is no God. This is Buddha's teaching, not Lama's teaching.
因为佛陀的这个教导就是没有灵魂、没有神的，而并不是像现在的喇嘛他们所说的那样子，好像还要去超度什么灵魂。
At best, there is a symptom of consciousness. At best.
他们可能讲到的是一种意识，他们说的是意识，这个是最多也就是到意识，他们并没有非常清晰的有关于灵魂的这个概念。
So the holy name and the scriptures and the prasadam and following all these things are actually very realistic, very practical.
所以呢，你做了这些派发圣名啊，还有这个派发经典啊，还有菩萨等的，这个就是说是非常实实在在的服务了亡者的。
Now the reason why you have this dream of your husband requesting to follow the Lama is because your husband was not a Krishna devotee.
之所以会有这样的一个梦境，梦到了你的丈夫，他是希望佛教的喇嘛来超度他的灵魂，是因为你的丈夫他并不是一个奉献者，他应该是一个佛教徒。He must have been a Buddhist.
Yeah. So you practice Krishna consciousness. He did not.
应该大致应该是这样。你修习了 Krishna 知觉，但是他并没有。
So naturally.When it comes to a dream, it's his own consciousness about his affinity for Buddhism.
所以在这个梦境当中，很自然的展示的是，你的这个丈夫的一种知觉，这种意识，就是说他最熟悉的是什么，所以就体现的是他的那种意识。
But Bhakti Yoga is far more powerful than that.
但是呢 ，Bhakti Yoga 奉爱这个瑜伽的这种力量要大得多。
So you did the right thing. Don't worry about it.
所以你不用担心，你所有的这些事情你都是做对了的，没有问题。Because you did it according to the shastra. Shastra is much more powerful than someone's consciousness.
Yes.
Right? 因为你是按照这个经典。按照经典，完全按照这个经典来做的这些事情，而经典的这个力量显然是要超过某一个人的意识状态的。 OK， 感恩帕布和 Marcus 清晨来自圣地的甘露。请问，物质世界时刻充满了竞争，动物也好，人也好，强者为王，适者生存，这已经成了受条件限制灵魂的一种求生的本能。在奉爱服务中的竞争的心态和这种以假我互相竞争之间有什么不同？想要超过其他人的想法是否本质上都是想和 Krishna 竞争呢？ This is a question from Smoky Radha Mataji. Thank you very much for the nectar from the Holy Dam. My question is, we know that in this material worldIt is full of competition, either for the animals or the human beings. It's a world for the fittest, right? It's for the fittest. Whoever fits in the material world, then he comes out strong. therefore, for the conditioned souls, they always have an instinct of survival.So in this bhakti yoga, during our bhakti service, we may also have this kind of mood for competition. This competition in the spiritual service, how is it different from the competition between false egos? So if we always want to be superior to others, this kind of thought, is it in essence, it actually comes from a very strong desire to compete with Krishna. Ultimately, it is a desire for competition against Krishna. Is that true or not?
No.
Bing fei ru zi. You're answering the...last sentence, right?
Yeah.
因为你说你超过在奉爱服务中想超过别人的想法是否本质上是和 Krishna 的竞争，他父的回答是不是这样。
If you compete in your service with the false ego, yes, it is competing with Krishna.
如果说你是在这个假我之中，
Otherwise, Prabhupada told the devotees, competition in Krishna consciousness is very healthy.
其实帕帕他曾经鼓励奉献者说，在这个 Krishna 知觉当中的这种竞争其实是健康的。
As long as there's no ego, but only the desire to please the spiritual master and the devotees.
但是这个前提是，就是想去取悦。灵性导师和其他的奉献者，而不是说是一种出于一种假我。
As a matter of fact, Prabhupada used to personally push competition.
其实施拉帕帕他还亲自的去推动一种灵性的竞争。
Especially with book distribution.
特别是在派书上面体现的特别的强烈。
And he would tease the devotees, says, look.The other devotees, look how many books they distributed. You distribute nothing.
他有的时候还会逗奉献者说，你看那其他的奉献者派了这么多书，你们派了多少书？
And these devotees would get so enthused that they would do double than the others.
然后这些奉献者们立刻就这个好像被注入了热情一样，他们热情高涨，然后进一步的这个努力派出来的这个书要是其他奉献者的两倍。
So Prabhupada would encourage competition for prasadam distribution, book distribution, making devotees.
所以呢，释迦帕帕他是亲自的去推动这种 prasadam 的派发、书籍的派发、圣名的派发的。
So we have to be very careful what kind of competition this is.
我们要非常的小心，就是说。要看一下我们这种竞争的性质究竟是什么。
If it's to increase one's own identity, material identity, then it's very unhealthy.
如果就是要突出自己的这种世俗形象，自己物质的这种身份的话，那么这个是非常不好的，就是不应该鼓励。
When devotees compete with each other.They actually serve each other.
因为实际上奉献者之间的这种竞争是不一样的。实际上他们在彼此的服务。
A devotee who competes never think I am better than the others.
一个 在灵性竞争中的一个奉献者，他从来不会觉得我比他好。
Because it's all under the guidance of the guru.
因为这个就好像是在这个全部都是在 guru 的指导下进行的。
So I would highly recommend that if any devotee is in the spirit of competition, they should do it under the guidance of the spiritual master or senior devotees.
所以呢，我会这样去推荐，强烈的推荐。如果一个奉献者他这个心态里面就有这种竞争的因素在里面，他的这种争强好胜的心理的话，那么就要应当是在灵性导师和资深的奉献者的指导下去做奉献。
In other words, the competition should be monitored.
换句话说，他这种竞争的这种心态应当是被去监管 supervised 的，就是要被看护着的。
Otherwise, the competition can turn into a battle of false egos.
不然的话，这个竞争弄不好，可能就变成了一个假我的大战了。淡然一笑，自发阶服务阶段看起来遥不可及，那以后的信心不足怎么办 ？The spontaneous service that stage seems to be so unreachable, so far, and it's unattainable to me. I don't have enough faith. What to do?
We say in Chinese, 一步一步一步。
我们中文里面有一句话，就是说的一步一步的，慢慢来。
We also say in Chinese, the longest journey begins with the first step.
在我们中文里面也有说到，这是中国的谚语，千里之行始于足下。
I remember when I was a very new devotee, just barely 1 week devotee.
我记得我当时还是一个非常新的奉献者。其实才一个星期大。
I was standing in front of the deities of Krishna Balaram.
我就是站在这个 Krishna Balaram 的神像前面。
And I was overcome by this amazing attraction because they looked so beautiful.
因为这个我眼前的 Krishna 和 Balaram 实在是太美了，然后他们的这种美完全的征服了我。
And I was standing maybe only 2 meters away from them.
我就站在离他们大约两米远的地方。
And then I thought, but what's my connection?
然后，但是我当时也有一个想法，就是隐隐的对我说，那我跟他的关系，这种怎么连接呢？
This is too far for me.
这太离我太遥远了。
Many years later, instead of looking at those same Krishna Balaram, I was given.The facility to serve them by feeding them and dressing them.
然后很多年之后呢，我就不是这样站在 Krishna 和 Balaram 的这个面前了。我被赐予了这个服务，这个服务就是为神像做饭啊，供奉他们进食，然后还有给他们穿着打扮。
So I used to touch their bodies and wash their bodies and dress their bodies and put them to sleep and wake them up in the morning.
所以呢，我就是会沐浴他们，抚摸着他们的身体，然后为他们穿上美丽的服装，然后给他们供奉食物，晚上呢还让他们让他们睡觉。服务他们睡觉就寝啊。
The love was not there, but the satisfaction was there.
就是那个时候，在我做这些服务的时候，应该还没有爱，但是我内心中很满足。
And many years later, I'm trying to develop some attachment in hearing about their pastime. Like yesterday, I was reading about the pastimes of.Krishna taking the coward boys to the forest and killing the demon Agasura.
然后呢，又有很多年之后呢，我在慢慢的培养，去聆听他们逍遥时光的这种品味，就好像昨天我读到的这一段逍遥时光，就是 Krishna 和牧牛童们，就是到森林里去放牧，然后他杀死这个 Agasura 这个恶魔的这段。
And then the pastime of.Brahma stealing the coward boys and the cats.
然后还有这个主 Brahma 去偷走了这些牧牛童和牛犊的这个逍遥时光。
And I thought, wow, this is just amazing.
然后当我读到这些的时候，我就 一种油然而生的感受，就是真是太不可思议了。
So it takes time to develop taste.
啊，就是美妙无比这样一种感觉。所以说呢，就是这种品味的升起，它是需要一定的时间的。
But if you want my personal advice, you have to stick to quality chanting of japa.
那如果你想听一下我的建议的话，我就觉得你一定要啊。非常重视和坚持有质量的念诵。
And the second advice is to perform practical devotional service without expecting anything in return.
那第二点呢，就是说去做一些实实在在的奉献服务，并且内心当中不求任何的回报，就是不求任何回报的去做一些具体的奉献服务。
Prabhupada explained, we've been in this material world for.Billions of lifetimes. Finally, we get to meet Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada 他说呢，我们已经在这个物质世界已经待了无穷无尽的时间了，成百亿、上千亿的时间。然后最终我们到现在终于有幸能够接触到 Krishna 之觉。
So, if it takes 10, 20, 30, 40 years, it's nothing.
所以说，如果说再要这么十年、二十年、三十年的这个时间去帮助你去培养这种心态，那与这么长的这个时光相比的话，根本就不算什么。
Prabhupada told the devotees, "You've given billions of lifetime to Maya. Can you give one lifetime to Krishna?"
Prabhupada 说，你已经把你的生命几十亿生世都交给了 Maya 虚幻能量，你能不能就在一世当中把你这一生交给 Krishna 呢
？So.Don't worry, after we finish this chapter, we're going to go back to the philosophy and back on the ground of what we need to do in this material world.
那你就是不用担心这一点，等我们把这一章关于自发的奉爱服务讲完之后呢，然后我们又会回到这个最基本的那些哲学，会讲到我们在这个物质世界里面究竟应当做一些什么。
Stick to Bhagavad Gita.
所以说呢，你要这个一直坚持去读《薄伽梵歌》。Stick to Bhagavad Gita, meaning that with your understanding, 去理解《薄伽梵歌》当中这些最基本的哲学要义，这个是最重要的。手机 YY 新人顶戴过度顶戴翻译，当情绪低落时，怎么样来调伏呢？是急着想办法化解，还是去接纳呢？When we are in depression, what should we do? It is to try to control it, or to adjust it, or find the, or to accept it. First, you accept it, then try to remove it, or just jump to control it, moderate on it, something like that.
Depression
counteract it.
A symptom of.Something very deep, which is bothering our way of thinking and feeling.
那就是这种人的这种情绪的这种抑郁哈，或者说情绪低落的时候，是一种比较深层次的一种情绪状态，它会影响到我们的思考和我们的感受力。
Depression is not something that floats on the surface.When depression comes to the surface, it means it comes from a very deep place within our own feelings.
但是情绪的这个抑郁低落，它不是说只是那个浅层的，它其实反映的是一种更加深层次的一种情绪的问题。
So it's more like an iceberg. We see depression. Actually, there's much more to that.
所以说呢，抑郁的这个情绪其实只是冰山的一角。在这个冰山的一角下面还有很深层次的东西。
And even if you distract yourself by doing something different, even if you try to do something to forget the depression is still there. It's not going away.
就是即便是你想办法做一些别的事情转移你的注意力试图从这种抑郁的情绪当中摆脱出来但是呢这种压抑还是会在那里它并不容易很轻松的去清除
So the first thing to avoid is denial
The first thing is to denial. Denial, this is not a real me, you mean?
To deny that you have depression.
This is something you should do, or you should...
The first thing that you should avoid is denial.
就是首先你要避免的就是一种拒绝的一种心理，换句话说就是接纳。
Because the more you deny, the deeper it will go.
你其实你越是排斥，越是拒绝的话，这种低落就会更加的深。
So, the second level is acceptance.
第二个到了第二个阶段，就是说要接受。首先是，就是说不拒绝，然后是接受。
That this is my situation.
你就是接纳它。告诉自己，这就是我现在的状况。
How severe is the situation? I don't know yet.
那我不知道这个情况究竟有多么的严重，现在我还不知道。
I may actually never know.
我可能永远也不知道我现在。
There are people who live with depression all their lives. They don't even know about it.
有一些人呢，他们这个抑郁了一生，他们到头来他们也搞不清楚为什么会抑郁。
So depression is a symptom of material defects.
抑郁它实际上是一种物质上的缺陷。
And very deep dissatisfaction.
还有就是内心当中极度的不满足。
It's symptoms of material expectation about who we are.
这个就是对于我是谁，我的自我的这个认同，他不能够接受，就是不满足自己的这个状态，不认同于自己而导致的一种很深的一种情绪状况。
So, sometimes people who are depressed, they go to a psychologist.
有的时候，有的人他就是有了抑郁症之后，他们会去见一个心理医生。
And the psychologist will try to treat the symptoms.
那这个心理医生一般做的事情就是说去治疗他的一些症状。
And try to make adjustments so you can feel better.
就是帮助你做一些调整，让你感觉更好一些。
But it's actually very difficult to remove depression.
但是要把这个抑郁要完全都根除的话，其实是非常不容易的。
So instead of remaining on the material understanding of the depression, you have to lean onto the spiritual aspect, which is outside the material and which actually will cure the depression.
所以说你就不要陷入在这种物质的这个状态当中，而要跳出来。求助于这种灵性的方法，灵性的方法，因为这个灵性的这个知觉，它才能够从根子上面去克服这个物质的情绪。
Because depression is the biggest symptom of illusion.
其实抑郁是一种最大的一种虚幻。
So the opposite of illusion is the reality of Krishna consciousness.
那这种幻觉的对立面，它就是 Krishna 知觉。
So by practicing, especially with the chanting, the hearing, the prasadam, then it's not that the depression goes away, but it's like Krishna consciousness takes over.
就是可以，所以你要去聆听，去念诵，然后呢，去唱诵。然后荣耀菩萨的，但这个并不是说你的这个时候的这种抑郁的情绪自然而然就没有了，这不是这么容易的，而是说现在好像就是托付给了 Krishna， 由 Krishna 来帮助你了。
It's like lust is part of the body，
就好像色欲它是伴随着躯体而来的
，and lust never goes away，
而且这种色欲是。永远不会自动消失的。
Up until the highest platform of devotional service, one can be prayed by lust.
然后呢，就是说到了一个更高的一个灵性的一个阶段的时候，在达到一个更高的灵性境界之前的话，一个人永远都是被色欲所俘获的。
So instead of concentrating in removing lust, the devotee concentrates on serving Krishna.
所以奉献者的这个关注点它不一样，他不会老想着我怎么去除这个色欲，因为这个色欲它本身就一直在那里。我们的关注点，奉献者的关注点是怎么更好的去服务 Krishna.
So instead of focusing on how to remove depression, because depression doesn't go away. concentrate on Krishna.
所以说你不要总是想着怎么样去去除这种情绪低落，而是要把你的这种心意的专注点进行一个转换，转换到 Krishna 那里。我怎么去取悦 Krishna， 怎么去服务 Krishna， 这样子就转移掉了。OK， 小仆人询问说，顶拜帕布，感谢翻译和主持人，在这样一个最吉祥的 Purushottama 月，很多奉献者都会发一些誓言，做一些恰当的苦行，发誓不吃自己最喜欢的一种食物花生。花生为了保证誓言，是不是用花生制造的花生油也不能食用吗？食用花生油算不算违背誓言呢？It's interesting. Is that on this most auspicious Purushottama month, many devotees would have some vows to do some suitable austerities. For example, vows that we give up our most favorite food, peanut. So does that mean peanut oil can't be eaten? If we eat peanut oil, does that mean to go against our vows? Peanut and peanut butter. Oh, sorry. Peanut and peanut oil. Peanut oil is okay or not for someone who...
Purushottama is not about reducing what you're doing, it's about increasing what you're doing.
Purushottama 月的其实它的这个核心的意义不在于你要减少什么，而是你要增加些什么。
And that's increasing your chanting and increasing your reading.
增加你的念诵，增加你的阅读经典，这个月这是更重要的。
Don't worry about the peanuts and don't worry about the peanut oil.
关于这个花生和花生油的事情，你就不要太担心了。
Just increase your chanting.
你只要增加你的这个念诵就行了。
And you'll have a very nice Purushottamas. And don't listen to what others are telling you to do. They don't know what to do.
你可以好好的去念诵，还有增加你的阅读，不用去担心太多的东西，也不要说别人说些什么，然后你去听，然后弄得自己非常的紧张，这个是没有必要的。OK， 淡然一笑，控制心意的意思是强行的禁止心意想要的感官声。想了 ，I want to know the meaning of controlling one's mind. Does that mean that force your mind to reject the sense gratification that it wants?Is that right or not?
No, this is the same as depression.
去禁止心意想要的感官享乐，这种也好比是一种抑郁一样。
The mind is always there.
因为心意它始终是在那里的，它存在在那里。
The mind will never go away.
这个心意客观存在，它不会说自动就消失了。
So it's not a question of.How to avoid the conflicts of the mind is how to engage the mind.
所以说呢，你不要总是想着怎么样去避免心意的这种矛盾，而是关键就是说不要老是去拒绝呀，或者阻止呀、强迫呀之类的，和你的心意相违背，而是说自然的把这个心意给他有事情做，让他去做奉献服务。
So you have to learn to ignore the mind when it's not about Krishna.
所以当这个心意呢，他想要一些跟 Krishna 没有关系的事物的时候，你要学会的是忽略它。So this kind of forbid the mind to get the sense gratification, this is actually not very healthy. It doesn't work.
It's not a question of trying to negotiate with the mind whether sense gratification should be there or not. You have to engage the mind in remembering Krishna.Automatically, the sense gratification will move to the side.
就是你不要老想着去跟心意好像谈判，跟他去争执。哎，我到底给不给你这个感官享乐，还是不给你这个感官享乐？而关键就是说，让这个心意转移他的注意力，去为 Krishna 做奉献服务。久而久之的话，这个心意它自然而然原本的那种欲望就会靠边了。顶拜孤主的莲花组感恩翻译，请问是什么原因导致一个人对什么事情都表示怀疑 ？What actually caused someone to be doubtful of everything in his life? This doubt was the root.
Doubt are based from past bad experiences.
这个怀疑的 根本是在于之前有一些非常糟糕的经历，使你这个总是怀疑。
Not just in this life, but previous life.
而这样的一些非常不堪回首的这种记忆，这种过往的经历，它是不仅仅是这一生的，还有前世的。
Something happened in the past which removed the trust.
就是之前可能发生有一些事情，使你就是没有办法再建立这种信心。
And therefore makes you doubt everything.
然后就让你对什么事情都表示怀疑。
But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, for the doubtful soul,
there's no happiness.
There's no happiness in this world. There's no happiness in the next world.
因为但是在 Krishna 在这个《薄伽梵歌》里面是说的非常清楚的，对于这样的一个心存怀疑的这个灵魂的话，它是不会有快乐可言，在这一生当中没有快乐，在下一世也不会有快乐。
So you have to put your energy into things that are real.
所以说你要把你的这种精力放在那些真实的事物上面。
So it may take some time to remove the doubts, but by regular practice of sadhana bhakti, then doubts are removed.
可能你要去除心中的这个怀疑是需要一段时间的，但是如果你坚持去修习规范修习的这些奉爱服务，这个 sadhana bhakti 规范修习的话，慢慢慢慢的这些怀疑就会烟消云散。OK.
All right. So we'll stop here.
好，我们今天就讲到这里。
Thank you very much, Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees.
感谢所有奉献者的聆听。
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo.乃坤台之音，福源于聆听。亲爱的奉献者们，今天的有关于永恒的且贪念经的讲课就到这里结束了。那如果说大家还有问题的话呢，我们把这个问题留下来，下一次来进行回答。我们今天已经开始讲到《玛迦利拉中篇逍遥》的第23章了，就是生命的终极目标，对守神的爱。下一周同一时间，我们继续聆听 Hare Krishna。